Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out, episode 8, bank episode.
Yay!
This is episode 2 of the Predator cast, better than Billy, of Billy Doom.
No, yeah. There's something about Billy. It's been 5 minutes, Drell.
We've had like 10 different conversations.
That's why I write.
So what are we going to call this one?
Something about Billy, too.
Something about
me, myself, and Billy?
There's still something about Billy.
Yeah, there's still something about Billy.
There's still something about Billy.
Yes!
I know what happened last Billy. Billy-themed. Basically, we have a hard-on for Billy for the next hour and 55 minutes.
I'm Drell.
I'm Robert.
I'm Jacob.
Justin.
I'm Chris. Thank you for showing enthusiasm.
Yay! Again, Jacob is not in this episode because we recorded it forever ago.
Ever and ever.
We are starting commentary for Predator again.
Yes, obviously.
The second half. In the podcast, we tell you where we are.
Yeah, because we don't remember.
The start point.
Again, we forgot.
I think it's
the start point is
they're
going
in the,
to be
the,
in the second part.
Base camp.
They're in the jungle.
Yeah. No, in the base camp when they're like the hog trips the wire.
I don't remember. It's already in the podcast. I remember that part of being in the cast, though.
Yeah, because we knew
that's
we
a part
were
of the movie.
Remember.
Yeah.
All right.
But
well,
yeah.
Then.
But yeah.
No one miss him. No one. Raise your hands if anyone's going to miss him. Can't because it's on the radio. Doesn't. I will fucking cut you two.
Poor Jacob.
See, the J's stay together.
So did the K's. We saw when that happened with KKK. Yeah, you know, it's fun that. Yeah, it ain't Nazis, but
they're
close
around.
Fucking up.
JJJ, Fat Power, Fat Power. I'm Jacob.
Yep. So what would they burn on the lawn? Twinkies? Make s'mores?
Fuck.
Lowercase T's.
It's not a cross. It's actually lowercase T's, so we can part
time
it.
To leave.
And they do the whole time to leave. We're not racist, you know, we're just fat.
I don't know, like...
I'm down for that.
Who we're going to hate against.
The thin folk. You know those
normies.
People. Yeah, normies.
Canada.
Yeah, Canada.
Canada's so fucking
the North.
Crazy.
I know, but...
It's such
this
a wonderful
still
land.
Locked.
That's the best part about our hockey team being in the Canadian League. Is when Canadian teams are down here, O Canada plays at the beginning.
Yeah.
They play O Canada at the beginning of Boomsday.
Yeah, yeah, it was great. I was like, where's O Canada? And they played it. I'm like, fuck yes.
Okay. You know what would be a great turkey shoot for Predator? Bloomsday.
Oh my god.
People are going to notice, though. He can't be silent about it. He's just going to walk down and just start fucking murking out people like, you're going to see me do it. It's a guy in a costume.
No. Everybody just kind of like lined up like cattle.
I'm saying.
All the
but imagine
great.
Like
yeah.
The predators, though, when they have like their attack dogs and like there's a bunch of them.
Why would you? That would make me run. I mean,
yeah.
I really wish
maybe
I did Bloomsday at that point. I really should have Bloomsday. It sucks.
But what they're doing, they're
you
just on the bridge itself.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
You're gonna
do the
dash
with
just
us.
Think of a really bad excuse.
I actually thought the Dirty Dash
me once and fucking.
That's why I agreed to it.
That's why you're not.
What none of you are seeing is the look on Robert's face of not disappointment and not surprise, but also being upset that he's not surprised by the comment just made of Justin saying, I thought the Dirty Dash.
You stole that
the,
right
the,
off my
was
face.
Was the bar dash, and he wanted to get drunk.
Are you going
to
do it with
us? Maybe. Probably not.
You
it's
should.
Like $45.
Yeah, it is.
And I have to take a day off work.
I won't be able to. Two of us can't because it's Saturday.
Yeah.
Sure you can. You did it once.
We're actually not allowed.
No, we actually went to work that Saturday.
If we open up a new Airway Heights, one of us.
Yeah, one of us
there.
Is gonna have to be up there.
Anyways,
and then
we'll
one of us has to still run at the North
Star.
This
is the intro. Come on, guys.
Yeah, this is
the
intro. For
two. Edit this out, director.
I'm not editing it.
Hi, director. Focus.
On. Okay, director. We won't make you want to edit this out, director. We wouldn't do that to you, director.
You done?
I don't know. Are we done, director? We need you to say cut, director.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this
we're
is about Billy
for you.
And his adventures against the Predator.
Right uh-huh.
And
I don't
want to
get
that's
hit,
kind
though.
Of it. It's kind of solid. Not
horrible, it's a great podcast, though. This
yeah.
Is probably,
we
this is like hands down my
we
favorite podcast.
A few movies in it. Not a lot.
We basically make a better movie. By the end of this, we have made better movies.
Or that was our goal. So.
Unlike one we just did. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So on that terrible note of Jarrell not wanting to play with the cool kids, game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Was it so fucking hard? God. Act like you had a fucking choke out some effort. You're like, nosebleeds. Shit.
He didn't raise his hand.
They got to write, you know, I will not make this mistake again on the chalkboard 50 times.
If I ever have a kid like you in my future as teaching, it's not even going to phase me. They're going to try it, and I'm like, fat chance, retard. I have the real deal. And then I'll bring you in and go, you want show and tell? This is Justin. I'm going to pull the string, and they're going to blow their brains out.
Then I'll tell you it's not politically correct.
Yeah.
If I knew you were going to be a teacher 5 years ago, I would have had a kid so there would have been a proper age in your class.
That's pretty legit.
Well,
that's
you fucked up. You could have a kid now because he's still in school.
Yeah. And they'd be two. And so by the time I'm like really teaching and I get comfortable with it, and I'm like, I know that last name. No! And I just start crying, and I'm just sitting there in the corner after the first day. He's just like his father. He's just like
rocking back and forth.
Yeah. Sucking my thumb. Just, why is he like his father? And you just come in and go, hi, Chris. And slowly walk out the door with him.
He levitates.
Yeah. And he goes, did I do good, Daddy? You did great, son. As the theme to fucking The Omen starts playing.
Oh, God. Justin names him Damien.
Yeah. Damien, from that movie, The Omen. Yeah, you know the one, Evans. That's the name of his kid.
Damien Evans.
It even sounds evil.
Damien, the one from that movie.
Yeah, the one from the movie The Omen. Yeah.
Evans.
We're not
Evans.
Celebrities. We can't name our kids like that.
Sure we can.
Yeah, we can. If fucking Gwyneth Paltrow can name her kid Apple, we could name our kid fucking Damien.
Yeah.
Actually, there's a reason that the lady gets to put that in, because I would have a Superfly McAuliffe by now.
Yeah. Instead, and there's also... like,
and Jackson Atkins is pretty great, but I want a Superfly McAuliffe.
And I couldn't have Kale be Kal-El, because apparently naming your kid after the last son of the dying planet is frowned upon.
Actually, as the last synapses die in my brain, I'm going to remember holding your newborn son and going, Kal-El, godson of Jor-El, kneel before Zod.
No, it would be a great moment in time. It'd it be was fantastic. Awesome.
I had to hold that in for like 5 months. Kathy's like, you have to tell them this. And I'm like, oh. And so well, I waited she for that let, child
she
to
wouldn't
be
let
born.
Me name him Kal-El. I don't want to name him Kal-El. So we
Kathy
got.
Kathy didn't want you to.
No,
Angela didn't want me to name him Kal-El. So we got Kale.
My dad wanted me to name my kid Calvin Lewis, so he'd be Kal-El.
So he'd be Kal-El. I just wanted Kal-El. I wanted to pull a Nick Cage and name him Kal-El, which would be fucking dope as balls, right? Because the kid Superman, he was built like a fucking tank.
And
like he was born, and he just goes, "Well." Like broad shoulders, deep black voice.
In like 5 years,
fucking
he's
SUV,
bigger than
just
you.
Where?
Pick that 1940s truck up.
Yeah, he just goes one boom, America. All
right, now that we're like 3 minutes into recording, welcome to part two of our Predator Bank episode. If you're hearing this, we are taping ourselves commenting on Predator. We can't show the actual audio. We can just.
Copyright
tell
things.
You where we are in Predator.
And you can watch it whilst
watch
watching
it
movie.
With us.
It is suggested.
Well, yeah.
That's kind of the whole point of the podcast.
In the last episode, we got maybe 50 minutes, 55 minutes in.
Yeah.
The girl that they are just dragging along for no reason whatsoever. They kill everybody else, but there's one female, and then they don't kill her.
And that's why no one's died yet, because it doesn't break the cardinal rule of 80s cinema.
Yeah.
Blackman didn't die first, so they already broke that. So
no,
that's horror cardinal movies.
That's horror movies.
That's horror,
yeah,
not actually
stupid.
Yeah, jeez, know your 80s cinema rules. Fuck.
All right,
big number.
So this young lady is playing with the Predator highlighter blood. I wish I had a timestamp.
It's called the Joel Schumacher Experience.
The Predator highlighter blood.
Yeah, that sounds way better.
I like Predator highlighter blood.
I'm trying to help out Joel Schumacher. He hasn't made a good film since.
Maybe next time we do this, I'll have an actual timestamp and understanding of my tiny little DVD players that we're watching this on. The movie going. And
right now, the Predator's taking his break to eat Predator jerky.
Yeah. No, he's about to do surgery on himself.
Yeah, because he's bleeding.
Yeah, and eat Predator jerky because of protein.
He apparently does have
imaginary stories
bleed.
Here. This is what all really happens.
I just feel like if I'm getting shot, I'm going to be hungry, is all I'm saying.
You're always fucking hungry.
Your metabolism is insane, so.
Right?
Fair.
And he's not the one that's fucking
food's right. Good, though.
All right. Yeah. Girl's playing with the Predator blood. All
right.
And go.
Game on.
Yeah, game on.
Game on.
Game on.
All right. Movie's playing.
Cool.
Shh. He's coming out in biz.
Now, isn't this the first time we actually see what
yeah,
the Predator
that's
looks like?
See him, yeah.
When Where I was a
doing,
kid.
He's doing surgery.
Oh, yeah. Wow. This is really good time for us to stop at the
Yay me. Because
you finally get to see I'm wondering, like, this is straight, like, the Predator's got to be a fucking genius. I mean, he's like, oh, I got a bullet wound.
I'm pretty sure they didn't go to school for this. And
no, they had to have that, or they were just trained in field. Like, here's your med kit, figure it out.
Or, yeah, the fact that it's probably happened a few times.
They probably did it on dummies and stuff.
I don't think they did. I really feel like this is a species that was kind of like, no, fuck it, look at that. Sweet mother of fuck!
Like, seriously, like,
like, yeah, it's good. It doesn't matter how badass you are, removing a bullet from your leg still sucks.
And then pinching that wound.
Oh, yeah. When they go to the planet, you see how many there is. So, like,
in Predators.
Yeah, Predators, yeah. Yeah.
But we're not watching
Predators. Well, yeah, they're an entire civilization. It's not just one fucking guy.
Why can't they just name it Predator 3, though?
What was Predators, what was the copyright, like, thing, game, like a Dick Cheney game hunt?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, instead of birdshot, it was plastic. Yeah,
no,
is that really necessary? They kind of go to other planets and hunt people.
Well, it's the future.
Pick them up and then put them on the
planet. But they need a game preserve?
Train. That was their training planet. Where the two rival tribes, they would train to have their hunters go out into space. Like, who was the better hunters?
Do they shoot their friends in the face?
No.
No.
They shoot the opponents. They are not as evil as Dick Cheney. Predators are less than evil to Dick Cheney. Predators.
Well, in this movie, you can see that because the Predator is out for justice because they just wiped out an entire village.
Yeah,
he's also decided that Predator's a good guy.
Yeah, Predator's
good guy. Arnold Schwarzenegger is a bad guy.
He's like, oh, they killed that tiny scorpion.
I mean, really, how does it always go? It's always the group of bad guys and the one good guy. It's not James Bond and friends. It's always James Bond and then the villainous crew.
James Bond was kind of a homewrecker, though.
No, they all knew what they were getting into.
Yeah.
Nope. No.
Yeah.
If you marry a woman named Pussy Galore, on you.
Yeah.
That's on you. You deserve any negative repercussions.
And then the next Bond girl, I give handjobs in the bathroom.
Yeah. Like, you know. Or he'd be like, was a former stripper, and you're like, what's her name? No, that's her name. Was a former stripper. Like, you kind of know what you're getting in for.
So you know her talents already.
Yeah. Like, they're it's not, you know, it's vague.
JFK.
Yeah.
That's Marilyn Monroe.
I love it. She surprisingly speaks English. And it's like, why didn't you say anything? I had nothing to talk about. And the cliche quiet Native American. Like, I'm waiting for the single movie. Tear it's at this like point. So I'm waiting for Billy to have the one tear.
And then explosion just, like, one of them, trash.
Yeah, like one of them sits there and throws a cigarette out of the ground.
Right, and he's like, we're not going to get out of this alive.
Because he knows what it's like to have some dude with more advanced weaponry come up on his people and fucking kill them all and not feel bad.
This happened a long time ago.
One time.
Yeah. He knows what it's like. And even Apollo Creed's like, nah, he's for real though, bro. Like,
Apollo Creed is good.
That's legit. Arnold's from a group of people who are like, we don't know what it's like on that side of the fence. So, you know. We're gonna nut.
He's
die.
From Australia, and like their country.
Austria.
Oh, whatever.
Austria.
Whatever. I hope anybody from either of these places hears this, and then is like, to you, like the Australians, boomerang, something cliche, trapdoor spiders.
His name is Billy.
How do you not?
And his IMDb profile picture is
Star of the Predator.
No, him in Predator.
See? Star of fucking Predator.
Because he didn't really do anything else, probably.
Oh, I forgot this. This is the black guy monologue.
Because he's like this.
He's doing his, like, I just swear Predator. I'm going to fuck him up. He's not even being nice about it. No, he is not doing his shrimp.
Shrimp tacos.
He's like, I'm missing out on all this shrimp.
And you could tell this was filmed in day, and they darkened it.
It
always bothered me as a kid. I was like, "Why does it look so funny?
Why was the night weird?"
No, it's the lost chronicles of Bubba. This is what in between Vietnam.
It's Bubba and friends,
and him getting Bubba shot.
Yeah, he didn't actually die. This is the whole Vietnam experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then he gets shot in the butt.
No, this happens.
He got shot because he told Kennedy that he got shot in the butt.
I love this. Goes fucking to town on this fucking board.
You gotta gut a pig once in a while.
No, you don't, but they do.
Wait, you've never gutted a pig? Justin and I did once.
Yeah. I have never been so violently
that was a good day.
Murderous
it was.
Yeah.
Of one.
And then we got in a boat, and the wind kept taking us.
to be fair, you kind of already know that he's going after the boar and not Predator, because you're not seeing the Joel Schumacher experience Well, he's stabbing him. It's just blood. It was Joel Schumacher's face. Yeah, it's just glow stick everywhere, and he's just dancing. He's just rave everywhere. Whole time, you would see that, and you don't get that.
I can't, no.
You wanted to hang out with us.
This is young you. This is on you. You made this life choice. It's just
going to be the three of us.
I made this life choice.
It could just go back to the three of us and not Robert.
Oh.
You want that? Accidents happen. As we just saw.
You know, I hope this tape is for evidence, so if I'm gone, Chris,
you're done. We don't ever have
to release this. Oh, I was like, no. Oh, I was like, fuck, I'm the black one.
You are.
Shit. Yeah.
Justin, I will totally blame you for it.
You would, too. You would.
You're going to sell us out for anything anyway.
No.
Apocalypse where I'm saying he would.
Oh, he would. I'm right, like, I wouldn't. I'd stand for the resistance.
No, they don't.
No, they do not. No, just because they can throw feces doesn't mean shit.
Imagine if Congo started happening like feces in the middle of this.
Oh my god, if Congo and this as like one experience, I would die. I would be the happiest human being.
You would die after just Congo, like after every other movie reference?
It's a good movie.
Congo.
Can you beat gorillas?
Yeah, you can't even say that with a straight face.
I can't. They use space lasers.
Hey, can you say it one more time? Congo is a good movie.
I can't. It's such a bad movie.
Exactly.
But they have, like, the great white ape, which was obviously, I love, the violent dick ape.
It looked like an old man on fucking steroids and crack.
Well,
like Mr. Roshi.
Like old.
Mr. Roshi!
Yeah, they were a hairy Roshi. Yeah.
Roshi, 300 years later.
Where are we in the movie now?
Right, no, this is daylight. This is daylight. Arnold's wondering what the fuck happened. No, it's... well, this is what they call sunlight.
No, that's morning.
Sunlight. It's sunlight. And she's explaining to them what it was supposed to be. He goes, it was the devil. The devil took them.
She's speaking English again. So.
The devil does have highlighter blood.
He does.
Probably. It's in the Bible.
Yeah, yeah. Or, as I prefer to call it, the Joel Schumacher experience. And I will go to a hell with the Joel Schumacher experience all over
the Bible. Or devil blood.
Devil blood. As long as it was a Joel Schumacher experience blood.
It'd be better if Joel Schumacher wrote the Bible.
Oh, fuck yeah. It'd be full of plot holes, bad one-liners, and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Everybody, freeze!
And why we all have to sing Snow Miser? I'm Mr. White Christmas.
But they couldn't sing it, because then they'd have to...
Oh, yeah, the right. Like
they had to bubble it, or else they had to pay him sagmimum instead of extra pack.
Where's all that steam coming from?
It's the jungle.
Wow. That was absolutely hilarious.
Because we all know the jungle.
Can we do that one more time? That was really good.
Because we all know the jungle.
You'll learn this happens a lot.
Because you'll ask questions like that. No, because in the jungle, as we all know, in the 80s, jungles had an abundance of gas. And so they would release it through dirt farts. And it would come up from the... That's the smell after rain. Like when it rains, the smell that you when you're like, why does it smell so good?
I don't think it's rainwater.
It's dirt farts.
Dirt farts. Yeah.
It's the nutrients in the dirt. It's opening up. It's becoming porous.
Oh, you learn something every fucking day.
Yeah. No, but then that's Earth ripping one, and you know, unlike humanity, which works like hell.
See, this whole scene, all these scenes right here, are just showing off their muscles.
No, it's montage.
It's so amazing.
It has a montage.
So why is there a montage? Like.
Because it's an 80s movie.
Yeah, it was made in 87.
Name one 80s movie without a montage.
Rocky.
Without a montage. One, 79. Two. Top Gun is like a 2-hour montage. Like, in Danger Zones. The greatest song ever made is in that movie.
I don't know. You Got the Touch is way better, I think.
Well, that's a tough one. We'll have to figure that one out later because I'm mentally sidetracked by what's better, Danger Zone or You Got the Touch.
You Got the Touch because seriously, it comes down.
Right here.
Danger Zone
had a montage though, but right here, like when they're doing the whole flexing muscles, like they all want to show like who's the most manly.
That tree's gonna snap though.
Not in the jungle.
That trees are pretty flexible.
Yeah, and in the jungle.
No.
Yeah, in the jungle,
it's gonna snap.
I'm pretty sure a tree that we just watched get bent knows its tensile strength versus you knowing its strength.
It's not a fake tree.
It's not.
A fake tree.
They're in the real jungle. Real Arnold Schwarzenegger.
They bring fake trees into
it. No, this is a documentary. It's not.
It's the biopic of Jesse the Body Ventura, Billy the Native American, and Arnold Schwarzenegger experience.
The Native Billy American.
Or as we like to call it, Predator. A biopic. God, I love this. When I watched this as a kid, I thought this was the most badass slash dumbest fucking thing.
Because my dad, razor across his face.
My dad told me. Dad was like, we watched this one time, and I remember going, is that how you shave? I thought you needed... He goes, no, you need shaving cream, and you need water.
If you don't,
it will cause so much pain, you don't even want to know. I remember, and every time I see... That shit hurts. He's just... Don't fucking care, because this somehow makes sense.
I don't use shaving cream.
But like, I will not even fucking Apollo Creed.
You have a beard. You don't shave.
I do sometimes.
I haven't bought a straight razor in like 10 years either, so I don't know.
Oh, dude, I want a straight razor so bad. Except I don't want to like slice my throat.
Yeah, no, oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I mean, it's like, fucking color like, purple. Shaving. When she's shaving.
No.
And then she just like cuts his throat.
No.
You ever seen Sweeney Todd?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, color purple.
Or Sweeney Todd.
Oprah murders a guy.
No, yeah, yeah, Oprah dispenses justice.
Oprah does not do that. She gives away cars and stuff.
No,
in the color purple, Oprah goes, and you get a dead head, and you get a dead head. Everybody gets a dead head!
And it was just one person.
And it was one person, though.
She did pee in that jar, didn't she?
Like, yeah, because, you know,
Puff the Man. I
thought
that was Justin Bieber peed in the fucking bar.
No, this was before he was born.
Oh, yeah.
It's the color purple.
Now, the reason why we're not talking about the movie is because the one girl has her monologue right now.
And, no,
and it's so dry. It's so bad that even Arnold's like, shut the fuck up.
So we'd rather talk about Oprah.
We're talking about Oprah. And Arnold's like, for real? We had a full 3 minutes and I didn't get the monologue.
Because we're waiting for the predator to actually spring the trap. And
my God fucking damn it! I have to piss!
Does he set up that log trap?
Not yet. No, that's at the end. That's montage two.
But he does that on his own?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's part Terminator.
Badass. And he's
kind of...
This is before Poor Choices Arnold.
Wouldn't that be great to, like...
What Poor Choices did he do after this?
Terminator? Batman and Robin?
Last Action Hero.
That was an amazing acting scene for him.
Batman and Robin's a couple years after this, dude. He was by a decade.
He had True Lies. He had Last Action Hero.
Last Action Hero was like 94. Four,
that was after this.
Oh, hold on.
Does not
and
explode.
Very tense moment. Doesn't explode. Why? The nature is afraid of Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's that moment. Nature is like, fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger. I do love this, though. The Predator straight could have watched them this whole time.
They planted their own landmine, so he's going to trip over.
We know what those Germanic tribes are capable of.
Well, yeah. No, and that's the thing. Like, he is all that is mad.
Bobsledding?
Yes, Bob's.
Yeah, they all. Yeah, that's the Swiss.
I'm Swiss. Drive. I want to be like the Swiss. Why you always got to be like the Swiss?
I know, and that's what happens. He's trying to be like an Austrian, confuses himself.
You know how many times we've referenced like you dead man?
Oh,
like so many times in my life.
I love it. Now, what I love about this is the Predator scream. I want to know the mix, like what they use for the sound. Like the Predator or the Godzilla is like a whale. Like they took a whale call and cranked it up and high pitched it and slowed it down.
I want to know
what
artist,
fucking like animal is like. I want to make a sound for this
Wolverine,
thing.
Like an actual Wolverine, because they have like the weird.
Wolverine! That's a Wolverine call.
Yeah. That's like movie.
Red Dawn reference.
Well, isn't
hold on, right here. I love this. Yeah. Bitch. And dips.
That mask. That
straight
mask.
Bitch
was so
goes, I saw what happened to you and Ivan Drago.
See, what they should have done is just, you know, hooked up to the bat logo.
Like, how was that punch of Ivan Drago, bitch? I bet you living in America now, son.
Living
dude.
In America.
Oh, no, that's... Because who is it? Who's in that one? Rocky IV. Hey, who is
T.
it? No. That's Rocky III, you
that's
fucking
three.
Communist.
Oh, then which one are you talking about?
It has to be a
the
communist.
Other black
know
guy.
Rocky
no,
III, four is?
Creed
in Rocky 4. Who's singing?
Oh.
James Brown. It's James Brown doing Living in America.
Yeah.
And he comes out and he's all like, oh. And then, you know, he gets beat up by, you know, the Soviet Supreme, Ivan Drago.
James
steroid user.
Allegedly. Enhancer.
Whatever.
He was a steroid. Really
oh, I forgot. Yeah, he gets fucking blasted by their own log.
Yeah.
Fuck that noise. He lives, though, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
I think he lives through the whole movie.
Spoilers.
Like, they end up getting on the... Yeah. If you haven't seen Predator, that's your own fucking fault at this
28-year-old movie.
Yeah.
But you know what they could have done? Like, at nighttime, they just hooked up the Bat logo and have Batman come down and fight the Predator.
No, because the Predator shows up in Gotham and does that.
And they also fight... No, Predator's tracking aliens.
I like that.
And the alien is a Predator, or Batman's tracking him.
It happens... Twice.
There are two books.
I'm talking about the live-action one.
Oh, a live-action one? No, we would not be lucky enough to have Batman vs. Predator.
Like the 15-minute one that guy made that got sued for?
Oh, because he did the Alien vs. Predator vs. Batman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
You didn't see that? It was like one of the first things, like with a big YouTube thing where you're like, holy shit, people can make these.
Fan fiction?
Yeah, and it was fucking dope. Awesome. But then the guy got in mad trouble. Like, he used like all the Stan Winston gear.
Like, Batman literally like goes hand in hand.
Like, it's a Predator fight. It's fucking dope. When we're done, we'll show it to you.
The people who own Power Ranger are really mad at that guy.
Well, maybe they should make a better movie.
Because
right?
They were trying to make Power Rangers.
They're trying to make a Power Ranger.
Well, hold up. This where he loses the arm. This is where Apollo Creed realizes that he's in hell, not heaven, after dying in Rocky IV.
Oh, this is like where he comes happy again, where Matisse.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, he dies, but he gets reincarnated with the one hit.
So how does he live to the alligator?
Because the golf ball, remember? When he goes in, he goes, I went in to reach for that ball, and a gator comes and butts off my head, and goes, oh, Jesus, and it's the wooden thing.
But that's how he loses it in Happy Gilmore. Is that
in this, he gets his arm shut off.
Is that how he just remembers it?
That's how he remembers it. That's what I'm saying.
The fucking gator.
That's what I'm saying. The Predator is his gator.
He didn't actually lose in the movie.
No, right here. I love this part. He just, shh, right there.
It's like, I'm going to rape you in the butt.
He's like,
Robert, God damn it. Shh.
We're having a suspense.
I'm looking behind me. No one's going to rape me in the ass.
You're not staying the night with Jarrell anymore, so it's okay. You're safe.
Thank you.
I love this. Right here. The Predator is... I don't know if he's doing like...
Yes. Little slow, man. It's okay.
Yeah.
Every time there's a bromance moment, you guys just get a little flustered.
A little bit.
I'm jealous, so...
You know, right now, you know one of them wishes they had a sniper rifle. They're like, we have a high ammo count, and none of us can hit the broadside of shit.
Like,
these guys were Green Berets of the accuracy of a stormtrooper, and that says something.
Well,
no, stormtroopers have amazing. Shit accuracy.
No, fuck that shit.
Name one thing they killed.
Tauntauns.
Oh, well, because that's not hard.
I said name one, so I knew. It was quick. Easy.
I hate you so
he's got a point.
Yeah, dude.
You're all grounded. All of you are grounded
how many
right
droids
now.
Did they
you
take
asked
out?
For one.
Oh, yeah, because taking out a droid, a C-3PO is so hard.
A Death Star?
Yeah, they died on it.
Yeah,
that actually negates their KDR in one swoop. They can have a even 10 KDR. Like, how? They just killed all these fucking robots. Wipe out the Death Star, immediately wipes it out. God, you fucking... Any Star Wars fan immediately was like, that's the opposite of how that whole experience went.
The Rebels kind of killed
I'm still
the
shocked.
Star.
Like, why do you keep getting upset by this thing? Sooner or later, do you have to get used to this?
No.
No.
I don't think anyone can.
No, you
can't. Eventually going to pop an aneurysm and be dead.
Because I'm never going to run out of things to say.
No, this is the shit. I love this. He's totally doing the James Bond theme.
Sneaky,
or the,
sneaky.
And Mission Impossible theme. He's doing... He's sitting here... Oh, I love that.
Carl Winslow.
No, as kids, did you guys ever have three laser pointers and taped them together and do it the exact same time?
Dude, I did. I wanted to do that with the Pred scope. Yeah. Oh, boom!
Right.
Which, what I don't get, though, is that because if he's going for their skulls, right? Now, this is not to make it like, say the Predator's a racist, but merely pointing it out. It everybody else gets a body shot because he keeps their skulls for trophies, right? Yeah. So why does he fucking blow off this dude's face?
Maybe he didn't
no,
like
he
it
made a clean
especially.
Cut, like clean shot.
Oh, because he's
right through... The face. If you're keeping a skull, I think you want to prevent damage
well,
to the face.
Well,
oh, no.
He got shot before, after he killed the other people.
He was
no, I'm saying
now
but
he's
hunt.
Upset and he's like,
oh, so you're going so instead of it being the hunt,
instead
now
of,
it's revenge.
Yeah.
So it really is just a revenge tale for the Predator.
He's got two. He's got just the
he's got
the
sexual predator and the sexual predator.
Sexual tyrannosaurus.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he's like, well, there's two black guys and I only need one, so Apollo Creed is. Like, they all look alike. No one's going to tell the difference of their skulls.
To be fair, I'd pick Apollo Creed over.
Well, yeah.
Over Carl Winslow?
Yeah. Over Bubba Gump.
Yeah, over Bubba Gump?
Yeah.
But I just feel like this right here, because he loses the same arm that the hand is missing from in Happy Gilmore. So it makes the most sense.
I think it was just a homage, that's all.
Homage.
Homage. Homage.
Homage.
Once again, why are you so shocked on this, though?
Oh, God, we love you, Justin.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
Yeah, no, you can. You can. I'm busy enjoying this 1987 masterpiece while Justin's trying to drive me insane.
A brain tumor.
Homage.
It's not a tumor.
Lol. I'm a tumor.
Now, look at this. When the Predator does that, right? straight calls him out.
And he sees
straight
him.
Call, he goes twice. He's like, I've called you out twice, bitch. Do something, Apollo. I'm going to go Drago on your ass.
Maybe if
you know what he does right here. This right here is Rocky Ooh. IV. He goes nuts. I got pride. You ain't got dick but one arm, son. Loses his arm.
And it's your badass mother who don't take crap from nobody.
Until the arm's gone. And I love this. Oh, shit. Now I love this. Predator runs up. No, no.
Or is that a second Predator?
No, it's just the one.
It's just the one.
But he's coming up all Jaws style. And he's like, I'm coming for you. I'm coming. That's some good detail, though. That's straight one arm. I love this. Walks up. Your gun ain't got shit on me. Boom. Apollo Creed goes out in the third round. Or fourth, because he's the fourth guy to go down, right?
Yeah.
Apollo Creed down in four. And then and he right now, he's dead. Before, though, so he's now just woken up in Happy Gilmore world going, because you know you're dead, so time's relative. And so he's like, oh, shit. And he's like, what happened? It must have been a gator.
See, and now the hero of the movie has...
And the hero of the movie
has
Billy...
Has
just tap it in. You think he was thinking that when the Predator just goes, shh, just tap it in. Shiga. And he's about to go. Just tap, tap, tap. Tap it in. Just go into your home.
Why would
I go home? Oh, and Billy, our star, the only one to stand up to the Predator at this point. Everyone else has been
Creed. You saw what Apollo Creed happened.
Yeah, Apollo Creed stood up
after he got shot.
Yeah, because he saw his friend die and was like, fuck, the other black guy's already dead?
What's Kurt Weathers' actual name in this?
It's Token Black Guy. Number two.
Wow, Carl Weathers does not stand up to time.
No, he did not.
No, yeah. It's Dylan, by the way.
Oh, Dylan.
Yeah.
He does look like an old black guy.
Wow.
Huh. But he's got the white fedora.
That's what I'm saying. He's like an old black guy. Now, right here, for real. I want to see this fight.
Him. The Predator, look at that. It's already behind
him. Why is the knife... It has no...
He's giving off heat?
Yeah.
Because it just cut him. He has blood on him.
Yeah, it's got the blood from him, but the blood would be worth it.
That is a lot of heat for just a trickle of blood.
But he's Native American, so he has Firebird in him. He's gonna come back!
Come
shit!
On. You play Mortal Kombat.
Know your stuff. Yeah, he's like Nightwolf. He just goes... Know your fucking stereotypes.
Maybe he does die, because dude just got blasted in the head.
Oh, no, I think that was other
one. No, that was the dude that was the broken ribs.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I
want
to fire that gun so much.
Boom! And now, why does Arnold's skin straight impervious? Like, run!
He's the Terminator.
Get to the chopper!
That literally
right there.
The chopper!
Wins. He's like, it's like Total Recall! It hurts so badly!
Da-da-da!
You've got to touch.
Remember the Terminator arcade game?
Fuck yeah, I love
the one you had to stand.
And you go. And you throw a dollar.
You only got one game if you were playing the right way. And then you have the.
Now I love this. Arnold's so hot. He only has one thermal signature. He doesn't get all of it. He is red from the side. But no, now it changes. But when he was at the side profile, dude was straight red. See?
Yeah.
They have the blood of the Phoenix in him.
No, that's Billy.
That's his best friend. It was his tracker friend. He can give it. They were probably blood brothers. Oh, yeah, Billy Woods, Doctor.com. One convenient location. South of
Medica. Can you climb that? Because that opening scene, like, where it comes off that cliff, there's probably like 30 feet worth of land in between.
Probably really refreshing.
That would have honestly been like, this is going to feel so good. Oh, my God.
Imagine if that was really shallow and you just broke both
this is such a bad idea.
And you'd see Predator on the ledge laughing.
Yeah, he'd be like, I ain't even... Damn, man. I ain't even...
And then
I'm
he goes
out.
Off another
Does the
clip.
Predator laugh in part of this?
At the end.
He goes... Because he records Billy.
Oh, when he...
Yeah, and it's Billy again comes back at the end. Technically, you could say that Billy was the bridge between two alien cultures in terms of communication, like the Native Americans were to the Europeans. And the same thing happened.
What's the second
answer? And then they stole their stuff.
I lost
and
so
he
much.
Laughs.
I lost so much brain cells on that. Son of a
it's
bitch.
It's legit. It was legit.
At the end of Billy Madison, which is like, you made us all dumber.
You should not be proud. You could have just said it was wrong.
This water is amazingly pool like.
Well, I imagine it would be in the middle of a fucking jungle.
No, I'm talking
just
about
Arnold.
Chlorinated at the gym pool.
Oh, well, again, it's, you know. We have to put our waste
where's
somewhere.
Where's those pea snakes that you're talking about, like, this point? Like, you gotta be worried about that.
Huh?
The snake? Beach snakes.
Yeah,
the
sea snakes. Oh, the fuck.
Well, called? As long as he doesn't pee, he's good.
The urinal track.
The Cthulhu fish, or...
Yeah. Mm. But no, he doesn't have to worry about it as long as he doesn't pee.
No, dude.
I'm pretty sure I would have pissed my pants.
Yeah, I know I'd piss my pants.
They smell the pee in your pee hole that, like, you already had.
I love this. And he just takes a nap. He's like, I'm just gonna...
I'm tired.
Nap.
I'm
done. I love that. Boom! I love this right here. I remember this moment right here was visually, like, the coolest fucking shit as a kid. Because you just watch, boom, boom. It's like Jaws.
And the I was water like, is actually not that deep because he's walking.
Well, yeah, but he's straight. That's like, he just walks straight out of that shit.
Yeah.
Like a fucking boss. But I just love this part. And, like, in Predator 2, they do the homage to it when he does it through the... to the see, in like the rain puddles.
It goes things.
Boom, boom. I just fucking love
it. I just let
mispronounce is not a word, Justin.
That's why, Justin. With your mispronunciations. That's simplified fucking why. It.
That's why.
Oh man, I miss ADCG.
That's good though. I still think it's not that half bad.
It's not that dated as we think it is.
I mean, it looks good. Awesome. Even still, I feel, I would argue that this,
I fucking love Ghostbusters.
I would feel that this stands up better visually than even standing. Like the Power Rangers movie does.
Yeah.
The 95 Power Rangers in terms of CGI technology.
I feel when this stands up. Out, Carter and I, all we wanted to do
was watch it. Okay.
Yeah. My parents were like trying to get us to not watch Power Rangers.
Because of violence.
No, because they thought we fought too much. We fought too much.
Oh, no, hold on. Now, Predator or not. You know that's not a fucking person.
How big it is? Yeah.
Yeah, like, based on a splotch, if you know that none of them are that big.
But he's just trying to find a heat source. And...
No, but see, look, he's just being a dick. I'm going to fucking kick over trees, just fuck nature.
That's why but, like, say, no you're hiding and you left a limb of something out and it's the only thing you forgot to cover
up. You also know that if he has interstellar abilities to traverse the universe...
Yeah.
He's got better technology.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, come on.
Can't you just go to, like, normal vision? Like, just, like, say, like...
Okay, one, if you remember this fucking movie, he does. When he takes his helmet off, everything is, like, super ultra fucking red. And he has no depth perception whatsoever.
And doesn't
know your fucking alien species.
No, I know that. I'm saying, like, he could have just took it off for a quick second and looked around.
No, because if he took it off, then you would miss the...
I know that. The whole
damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Not destroying like the copying machine.
Episode 6
when he totally Vader's. And the Predator Vader's. Would you like Vader to take the helmet off early and reveal the surprise?
He was kind of ugly and pale.
Well, he kind of did. He kind of did when that.
In two and in part. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
do you guys watch Batman versus Vader?
Yes. Yeah, and Vader goes, squish, bitch. Yeah.
Did you see the alternate ending, though?
I know, but I don't know Batman would win.
Well, because Batman does win the alternate vision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't end up watching it, but I thought
that's because he's the goddamn Batman.
Yeah, no, Vader beats him. He comes into the TIE Fighter, and he's like adorable, and he squishes Batman. And
Superman has to save him.
That's all right though. Vader would win that fight.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's a good one. You should watch it though. It's good.
Yeah. Okay,
I love this. Just he has the time. He's like, I'm just gonna sharpen all of these.
No, they came pre-sharpened.
Why does he have so many knives?
Because, a lot of this is sticks. They're no, he's got the one, and then it's tree bits. But, like, the Predator... The Predator was like, oh, I'm going to give him about 3 hours, right? We're going to give him 3 hours. 3 hours, everybody, to let him do his shit. And then I'm going to come back, because we're on pause right now. Predator's off on a smoke break. You know, it's hot in that fucking helmet.
He's on a vapor break.
Yeah, he's like, God traps damn.
He had to do traps prior to this. Like, he's, you know, not been in this situation.
Plus, Predator, he's got to regroup.
Yeah, the Predator's got to regroup. Yeah,
he got in the water. He got shot.
And he got shot, and he got put in a fucking net, which would probably piss him off because he's the goddamn Predator.
Tried to kill that possum that he was. Trying
to kill and he felt like an asshole. He's like, fucking stupid. If they saw that, so he's probably having. Remember the time you missed hitting that fucking possum?
I can't go back to my Greenpeace friends. Yeah,
they're gonna be like, dude, you shot a possum. You don't know what it's like to deal with this guy.
See, no, this explains what the Predator's doing.
Oh yeah, now he's gutting him and shit.
Yeah, because he takes out the spine.
Yeah,
and does that roar.
Yep.
Which is like, I think it's like a lion
roar. I'm king shit of the universe!
And he gets rid of the body.
He could just leave Schwarzenegger alone and be fine, like.
Yeah, but he wants them all. He's got to collect them all. He was the first Pokemon trainer.
Gotta collect them all!
I choose you, Arnold Chu! Arnold
Chu!
And his special skill is get to the chopper.
Ridiculous now. It was like 150 when we were little, man.
I don't know.
And now it's like a bajillion.
What? His Get to the Chopper would give him flight.
The number of Pokemon.
But, oh, they are?
Yeah, it's like 500 now. It used to be like 150.
Look at him right now.
I played the shit.
Now, we've all seen Arnold this, 20 years, right?
Yeah.
This dude, at this stage, put him, like, he's fucking insanely ripped. Like, it's basically a mangasm of muscle. It's just like, just look at my muscles.
That's how he got that made.
Look, and it goes through the tree. I would, yeah, right? You know, I was in Predator. No.
Wow.
Yeah. You think she was in the same region? You think she? He's like, I was in Central America once. Want me in Central America again?
David.
David. And it's not a tumor.
Colonel Weathers taught me that one.
Yeah. David. I love this. He makes fucking grenades.
Yeah.
Yeah, because his grenade launcher on his fucking gun. Because he had America in his hands. We have a gun. And then they were like, but let's add a grenade launcher to it. Look at his... Oh, no, he did end up keeping the other black guy's head, because you know it's got the score.
How do you know it's the black guy's?
No one else got shot in the fucking face. I'm not trying to fucking point out the obvious.
Oh, that's great.
By any means. But he's got a hole through his head.
Nobody else got shot in the fucking face.
You're racist. Good job there.
No, it's not. He shot him in the face.
He shot him in the face.
He shot him. Did? Laser.
It happened.
In the face.
That's how he knows. Why is that racist? Plus, Chris is black.
Don't yeah. It's okay when I say it. That's
always
rule.
Color with you fuckers. Yeah. God damn it.
Well, no, we don't see color. We just really, really see in rainbows.
We comment on
color. We comment on society's view towards colors, a thing that does not exist.
Because when however, you tell a story, do you say that this black man did this or this Mexican was this place?
No,
or do you say a guy or a dude?
Robert is red, green, colorblind.
Yeah.
I can't see.
Yeah, so it's
that's
okay.
That's why he went to art school.
Oh. Derp.
Yeah. So what you're saying is you basically see Arnold like in the mud is gray. You're like, I really don't see him. I get the Predator's plight. You understand his problem that his primitive Geordi LaForge headband is just not cutting.
And then
it
he does
him.
This like oh, Captain dude. Cave.
I love yeah, Captain Cave Man.
I used to wear so much shit like Geordi LaForge.
Right. I'm from future space. Pew pew. And it didn't do any of it.
Pew pew.
And then if you listen to him,
oh hold on, right there he goes. It's the call of the jungle. It's like Lord of the Flies, only, you
and
know.
And Guns N' Roses plays.
Except it's yeah. Kids.
Welcome to the jungle! Oh, look. He heats it up. That's not... Nope. That's not how it works. Anybody who knows anything about lasers knows that that is not at all
well, how
yeah,
that would I mean, work. If...
Because yeah, it's the one on his helmet that's not going to, like...
Laser. It's a tracking it would, like, laser. Like, you know... Burn the
yeah, like it would have heated in the
maybe
helmet.
Maybe
he
could
have,
like, changed, the, you know, the format of it.
It was just called the intensity.
Okay, you gotta admit, you gotta.
Intensity photon laser, my bad.
Nope, I'm not giving you that one. Nope.
No comment.
Nope, no comment. Nope. I hurt you so much right now. Oh, the way God. I feel towards you right now is the. Odd couple experience between the Arnold and the Predator right now.
Oh, I thought you meant like grumpy old men.
Is the
Predator? That is. That's where it's...
Is the Predator super sloppy?
Yeah, the Predator's super sloppy and Arnold's really uptight.
Yeah.
You know, he says tomato. He says tomato. Together they're a family.
Can we go
you
fishing
know?
Then? Yeah, let's start dead fishing in your truck.
No, you can't do that. Grumpy old men reference.
Oh.
God, know your fucking movies. It's Walter fucking Matthau. I want to see him.
Then
in
they
an
ran for president.
Movie.
I want to go ice fishing before ice is a thing of the past.
Oh no, for real.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
If we're lucky, it'll be a thing of the always, and then it's always ice fishing. Oh no, I love this part right here. Predator's like
sneaky, sneaky, sneaky.
Just let it happen. You don't tell, I don't tell. You can't see me, so it's not technically gay. Look, he's like, do I just let him in? Should I let him in, guys?
I'm an alien, so it's you know.
It's not gay. It's just gay. Xenoerotica.
I'm probing.
I'm a third gender.
Yeah. I love that too. I'm fucking moving, dude. No means no, not maybe, bro. He's like, I'm Spider-Man.
Ooh, the frat guy who called me bro at the old spaghetti factory.
Yeah.
I really didn't like that.
I love the Predator. He's like, I fucking hate hide and seek so hard.
Hey, bro, dude guy.
Predator's just like, hide and seek is for bitches. He's like, I got fucking heat vision.
There's a lot of cool people we met at the Spag, though, but there's a lot of weird, dumb people.
This is where they rebooted Arrow's origin. That's totally what it is. This is the reboot of
Arrow. Like TV show, yeah.
He spits hot fire like Dylon.
Dylon.
He's like, watch as I spit hot fire.
Five greatest rappers.
Dylon, and Dylon. Oh, nope. Dylon is dead.
Remember when Kessler stopped letting us
do that? Yeah. Boom! See, spit hot fire. That's for Dylon.
What is it? Yoga fire, because
I love this. I'm just going to fire wildly into the air because I got fucking space laser.
No, he's trying to
fire. Why doesn't Predator just burn the whole fucking...
Well, that's what he's doing. He's like, burn it down, Pookie! Burn it down!
Burn this motherfucker fucking down, Pookie!
White Castle, you know.
I got to find that diamond that's full of tangerines.
We're going to hit 20 movies by the end of this.
Now, it's total obviously 80s because everything is just a firework. And it's like... The worst part about having any knowledge in science... Yeah, it's like a Katy Perry music video. Like, it's all fireworks. He's humming.
Riding on the line or something.
And he's just humming it. But he's like, I gotta be a badass about it. But he's playing it the whole time in his headphones. He's got his helmet. No one can hear it.
He doesn't have a wife, so he has no excuse that he didn't put it in.
Yeah. You broke my MP3 player, you son of a bitch. I was in the middle of my Katy Perry mixtape. What am I going to listen to on the ride home? Can't even listen to Invincible. Fuck.
You know how long it takes to get here?
This is like a long trip. You don't just fucking go to Earth. It's not like a fucking weekend vacation.
You gotta play in that shit.
Yeah.
Do you think they have a version of Weekend at Bernie's then?
Like what, Predator?
Yeah.
I think they're too busy hunting people.
Why did Weekend at Bernie's come up?
Because you said vacation. My brain was just thinking about Weekend.
Fair correlation. Weekend at Bernie's too.
Ish.
Okay.
Why did Weekend at Bernie's 2 ever exist?
Because like, Weekend at Bernie's 1.
That guy is...
Why is there 4 more Transformers?
That guy's robbing...
Because money.
Yeah, because money. But Bernie's been dead
could
for
you
a
argue,
while,
like, could you argue that right now Arnold Schwarzenegger is hanging out on Liam Neeson's cock?
That,
like, Liam Neeson's cock is so big, Arnold hugged it to avoid the Predator. And you'd have to, like, know a lot of references to get it, so it's a deep one. Is what I'm saying. Like, it's deep in the jungle.
Hollywood Babylon.
Liam Neeson.
No, I got you.
Sand. It's a really big log. Yeah. Liam Neeson has a big cock. Presumably.
You just don't even laugh at your friend's jokes.
It's terrible.
Good, you know. Mm-hmm.
He's just mad he didn't think of it first. Because he watched Hollywood Babylon before us or listened to it. And we ignored him for 2 years while it was out.
So. No, he never said anything.
So he has like a deep secret hatred.
Stop. I said things a lot.
Always. He always did. We were like, no. Was literally
I didn't know what podcasting was until a couple years ago.
I love this right here. Straight classic trickery. I'm going to throw a rock. He knows it's not a person.
No,
he still fires. He's like,
the thing
fuck
is,
it.
Did he get the rock?
Maybe he's just going, I have a fucking
laser. Yeah, he goes, now I don't care.
I don't care about nature anymore.
And he throws one. Now, what angle is the Predator at? That ends up being the thing. Like, he knows where it's... It had to be the trajectory thing? Really terrible throw. Boom! Right? Conveniently hits the plasma caster.
No, he hits behind him.
Why would it hit behind him, just?
Because he's behind... He's, like, beyond a rock platform. Like,
yeah, and there's blood.
So, like, it gives the splash damage, like, behind.
Yeah.
Because of the...
But I'm saying... But
grenade.
The caster goes off, though.
Like, when you're shooting grenades, like, out of, you know... Grenade launcher. And
no, but he wasn't. He just threw the other spear. He doesn't have any more of the explosive ones.
That he just threw the one.
Yeah.
So that's why it goes splash damage behind.
No, that was the one from the beginning when he used it for the arrow. And he did his Dylon. He only had one explosive.
Five greatest rappers.
He used his five greatest rappers in
I'm
one shot.
I'm pretty sure he made more than just one explosive tip
that
grenade.
Was Carl Weathers' character.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why it's for Dylon. That's why he spit hot fire. See, again, right now, you're getting to the Joel Schumacher Batmans, right now.
Yeah.
This so Arnold already knew it was going to be a thing. Once he's like, oh, I'm going to be in a Schumacher movie, I can hang out with all these neon lights, I've been here before.
But he's walking into his own trap.
Man, I love
maybe this is how Schumacher. Mr. Freeze was created.
Huh? You go from extreme hot weather climate to happy frozen 24/7.
And yet Joel Schumacher is still there. You know, right. So it works out.
Like in the cave, just watching
him
bleeds. We can kill it.
Yeah. No, I love this. He's like, okay, I'm just going to slowly turn around. It's in superposition. It's there and it's not there simultaneously.
God, he does a really good job on the makeup for not having a mirror and just doing it for himself.
I know, right? Well, to be fair, covering your face in mud.
Like, the lady, like, stop motion. Like, look, you see his eyes. It's like, stop with coming down. Stop coming down.
Oh, dude, Atticus loves that shit. If you just play with your eyes while you're staring at him.
I think the movie just froze. Yeah, the movie just froze.
You guys broke it.
Yeah, okay, we broke it.
There it is.
There you go.
Good job having a working copy.
Well.
No, it's gone.
We're going to have to do this whole thing.
Oh.
Now your movie is not working with our movie.
Hopefully your movie is doing exactly what our movie is doing.
Yeah. It paused. Plane, come back frame on, by frame. Paused.
No, see, there's the other one. That's the other one he saved. He only had the two. He had the dial-on arrow and that one.
My movie's not that scratched.
Or did he hit the programmer at the right
precise? I think he threw it at the caster. That's what I was saying. Yeah, like he hit a caster because it got too close. Printer was like, oh shit! Boom! Blew it up.
Yeah. All right. That's what happened. Let's see if it goes now.
And like the explosives.
Spit hot yoga fire.
Well, maybe we're done. What?
Pause it. And then we can pull the disc out, clean it up, put it back in. You hit play or record, it totally freezes.
I didn't hit record yet.
That's gone.
Alright. I'll just have my own personal script.
Okay, sounds good. Go.
Cool.
Alright, where are we in the movie?
We're at the part, like, Arnold threw the little flashbang grenade.
Yeah.
And Predator was not happy. And then Arnold was like, you know what sounds like a good idea? Let's get rid of the thing that was protecting me against the Predator in one full swoop.
Yeah.
Let's just get rid of all of it. I'm ready to take this game up to the ultra-hard difficulty.
I don't think he actually planned to do that.
No, I hope we didn't miss it. Oh, no, it's right here. I think this is the part. Yeah.
Boom.
The fucking Super Blade, where he's like, that's your ass.
And if you're confused, our DVD player.
Terrell's, not ours.
Huh?
My DVD player froze up. Fucker.
God. Now, right here, this is like that. Would you fuck me?
I'd fuck me. I'd fuck me hard.
And he thought I was fucking gross. God,
there's our 20th movie.
There's your 20th movie.
Oh, yeah. He's like,
I love this stuff. Mono, this right mono. Here, this is. The Predator's like, you know what? Mono. I'm going to give you this
I've
one.
I've had a long day.
He's like, I've had a long day. You've had a long day. Let's do this. Right. Let's buff the fuck up and do this.
I'm not too old to finish this.
No, yeah, he goes, I'm not too old for this shit.
It's time to nut up or shut up.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Once Kale goes to bed tonight, I'm probably going to throw in Predator 2 and watch it.
Nice.
This is so awesome.
I fucking love these movies.
Want to see my face?
A little pretty face?
He's one ugly motherfucker too.
I feel pretty and pretty and gay.
21. Robert, next time, you'll just have to keep a note.
You have to keep note on how many movies you can go through in one movie.
Right?
Referencing me. I love Arnold could have just left, but he's like, what the fuck is this guy doing? Is he going to start taking his clothes off? Like, what the shit?
Yeah, because if he did start running, he'd probably get a good, good lead on it.
Oh, yeah. Right here, see? He has no depth perception. Like, to be a predator naturally is fucked. Like, no fucking cool vision.
That just means you can't play
sports. You're an ugly motherfucker. I love that. One of the best lines ever.
He's a pussy face.
I dislike you, sir. Let's dance.
Much taller and bigger he is.
Well, yeah, because Kevin Peter Hall is like 7'4".
Yeah, you think BillyWishDoctor.com could have taken Predator on like hand-to-hand
combat? No, because he died.
No,
like we watched it.
Had he not died.
Oh, had he not died? Yeah.
Yeah. Because
he's BillyWishDoctor.com. Yeah.
Right, chicken.
Arise. He would have subbed the Ultra Mega Chicken.
That's
the one of legend.
So it doesn't count. Also,
boom!
Arnold's no midget, man.
No, he's like 6'6", probably 6'7".
6'7", yeah.
Yeah.
And at this time, he's like super... I love this. Boom! Backhand! Straight missed by the Predator! He's like, you hit me? That. Bitch mode! Crack!
Here's the fucking baby powder!
Boom! He's like, that's cute, bitch. That's cute. He goes, I thought you were mad, Arnold. I thought this was America. I thought it was just everybody go around. You wanted to be mad about it. Let's dance. Fuck you up.
It's not America. It's South America.
Oh, yeah. It's South America. There are no rules in South America, Arnold.
How does America Vespucci get two fucking continents named after him?
Because America.
Yeah.
Oh,
America.
America.
Sooner or later, we're going to absorb it. We just didn't want to be greedy right off the bat.
You know what? That Predator roar was not new to the scene. They just took it from the previous scene of him calling Arnold out and just threw it in the middle of the ass whoop. I never noticed that. I love this. He literally just like, no, keep crawling. It's like watching an episode of like Raw. Like it's the final match, right? No, it is. And it's like, you want them to do the build up. They're doing the build up because you got to do the false storyline. Yeah. So they're doing their storyline. So they do the false pinfalls. So it's like, two count. You know, this is the two count. That's what they keep doing. And so you're like, is Arnold going to get there?
But you're waiting for that RKO.
You're waiting for the RKO out of nowhere.
I saw a good one yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, old lady in the wheelbarrow.
No, and right here, you get your RKO out of nowhere. And that's what's just going to happen. It's going to be beautiful. And look, now he just has no fucks.
Now he's got fucking Wolverine blades.
He's like, fucking, I don't have Katy Perry. I fucking have no jerky.
Those are like Vega, like blades.
And I have no lunch. Yeah. He's like, you fucked up everything.
Do it.
And I love this part. Oh, this is good. There. Come on, do it, You get me. Come against me.
You I love like, it. You preempted it.
I don't care. It's not a tuna.
Do it,
please. Genetic one-liner, like something. He's like, I ain't completely stupid.
Austrian Death Machine has a great song called Do It, Kill Me Now.
I love this. I love that. Like, oh, fuck.
That relies on, oh, shit.
See, that's right there. That's your false two count. Yep. You're like, oh, shit, we got a false two.
But he planned for it, though. Like, it was all scripted.
No,
was...
yeah. Well, yeah, because you got to have your setup, and then you have the wood right here, and... Hold it.
Click.
Boom. RKO out of nowhere. Wow, good God! Beautiful!
The kids are not trying to sleep.
They should probably be getting up here soon, so you can be as loud as you want.
Cool.
I don't think Chris realized how loud he is without headphones.
This RKO.
He hasn't peaked yet.
Yes. RKO, Grandma.
In a barrel.
We really need to have the doc come in sometime.
We need the doc. We need to have doc stories.
I know. Andy's going to be upset.
But... Yeah. No, I told Andy with the whole picture thing. That we'd have to have him on.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was really awesome of him. But we have to have Doc really on so we can do the Doc stories.
I want Andy on. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
I do miss him.
Kind of have to, like, go over guidelines with him.
Yeah. No, I told him yesterday.
Anyways, we'll talk about that later.
I want to know right here. It's like, as he's fucking hawking up Joel Schumacher all over the place. Like, it's like he has a moment of not feeling bad. This dude murders all of your friends. Fucking all of them. Right? And he's just like...
Also, Arnold Schwarzenegger's no slouch in murdering...
Anybody! Things, like, yeah.
He just...
Ugly motherfucker. He learned English pretty well, that's for
he's
sure.
He's a quick learner. What kind of
thing? Yeah.
Right?
He spent a day in Mexico with Justin.
And he's like, I may not have Katy Perry.
My Mexican is Spanish, whatever you want to call it. It's pretty cool.
My Mexican Spanish.
I hate you so much.
It's like when Europeans say, no, it's not English, it's American.
Now, I'm going to say this.
You guys aren't speaking English.
It's what? This movie's like going on 20 years, been over 20 years now?
Almost 30.
Almost 30 years. And the Apple Watch, still not as advanced as the Predator's Katy Perry MP3 player.
Yeah.
But he can tell time. He's like, I don't know what these mean, but I can tell time.
That Billy laugh.
And he does, Billy is the one who gets the last laugh. It's Billy's movie.
He's the star of the movie.
Yeah, Billy is the star. We have come to this conclusion.
He's not the first one on the credits, but he is the star of the movie.
Yep, he is the star of this whole movie. Because
Predator's not the first one.
Right here, right there, what you don't see in the background, though, that whole mess, that right there is not actually an explosion. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger coming in for Terminator. Right there, because it's the whole time travel. So he goes, boom, and then he steps up.
That's look at the T-1000.
Yeah, right? Like, exactly. Wrong time. And then disappears. I would die for that moment.
T-1000 was Terminator.
Right there, awesome fact, that's Kevin Peter Hull. He gets one line in this movie.
Yeah, T-1000 is liquid.
Yeah, he's looking
better. That actually is not bad also for CG for movies.
No, for real. That's what I'm saying. Like, visually, it came out great.
The electricity.
That was pretty good.
The smoke, though.
Oh, good.
It was better.
To be fair, if you've seen any of the stuff, like on the, if you watch the special features, they had Van Damme originally as the monster, and it looked totally like a Rezar from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
Really?
But with longer arms. It was a green bodysuit with Toka and Rezar. Yeah. And it's
you
like,
just look like an ant.
Yeah, and it was like, and it was a weird looking
fucking
thing.
Go Ninja's plane, I think would be fine.
It was Go Ninja, go!
Go Ninja.
Just Vanilla Ice in the background.
No. That was the worst part of that movie.
Stop.
It's the best part of that movie. Movie's great.
The there's no jail. Good part of that Ninja Turtles 2.
Like every part of that when movie. They're fighting in the mall is amazing.
With, yeah, with combat cold cuts.
Combat cold cuts.
You can't beat that. You
fight
shit.
Super Shredder.
That's
come
the
on.
CCC.
That's Kevin Nash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So awesome.
Now he's getting. To
I
the
just
chopper.
Don't.
He's
like
getting to the chopper. I love that. He's like right there. That's Mick. That's reincarnated Mick because Mick dies in Rocky.
Yeah.
Or is that Mash more or less?
So.
I love this right here. They all, like, when he's sitting here, and he's like, I've seen some shit. I got violated by a fucking alien.
I got probed.
I'm out. My friends are dead. I am out.
What's anybody to believe him about this? He's a mercenary who went into the jungle. Everybody who knows what happened is dead besides
no,
the girl.
No, because remember Predator 2? With fucking, it's Nick Nolte in that one, right? Or is it the other one?
Gary Busey.
It's Gary Busey and his crew. They all go in because they went after the story. Yeah. They all show up, and that's when they're like, "Oh, it's all in the jungle," and blah 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 blah.
Yeah, but who's to believe that
the '80s character
the alien fucking
Shane Black?
Yep.
Who's to believe that
Billy?
The
star of the movie. Billy.
Jesse Ventura's spitting. He's spitting.
His name's Blaine.
Just Blaine Mac.
Of course it's Mac.
Anna.
What I'm saying is he's...
Yeah, right.
Who's to believe that this mercenary killer just didn't murder all his friends after they just swamped that village and it's...
Because they were trying to transport a nuke or some shit. Right?
Yeah. Like
a nuke deal gone bad?
What's any evidence of this alien that just nuked the entire fucking...
The giant fucking Terminator-sized nuke hole in the ground?
Yeah, or the...
And Kevin Peter Hall as the goddamn Predator. Who fought Batman?
Do you think his body would still be left after the explosion?
Yeah, no. Justin, his body would be left. It was totally an atomized nuclear explosion.
Vaporized.
And every part of him is still present.
Vaporized, like...
Yes, it would be!
It's like the Inspector Gadget's like letter. It's gonna self-destruct. Like it, there's no evidence.
No. I want to hear Justin's reason. I want to hear Justin's reason on how this happens.
Not the Matthew Broderick version, though. Fuck the Matthew Broderick version.
They're rebooting it for Netflix.
They have a shield around.
Now explain to me how the Predator would have survived.
Because his cells are just like Piccolo. If one survives, he can just regenerate himself.
Wait, got a point. Dragon Ball Z reference?
Yeah.
So you're saying because he's an alien?
He's green, so
I hate Dragon Ball Z.
So because he's an alien, he just can just regrow
Piccolo.
Cells?
Piccolo's an alien, yeah. They're all green.
Yeah, that's how aliens work.
They're all green? Is that your... No.
One,
Predator's all green on the inside.
One, Predator isn't green. Two... The Namekian's blood.
I'm sure parts of him are green.
I'm pretty sure he had green blood.
The Namekian blood was purple. Look it up.
No, I know it's purple. Yeah.
Therefore, it would not count and your argument is invalid.
But in a movie sense, it would be in a real movie. It turned into neon green.
No, that was Joel Schumacher in the costume. That's what it was. That's Joel Schumacher's actual blood.
No,
that's not. Okay. Not at all.
Now he's doing it just to get it to you.
No, he's being an asshole.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I hate you so much.
I hate him a little bit.
Yeah.
No, I hate him so much. So much.
What's that, Justin?
6:40.
Yeah, I know it's 6:40, but we should probably get to our fucking live.
Yeah.
The credits are rolling.
Into the cast. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast.
I enjoyed it. Some people hated me on it, but...
We hated you. We enjoyed the movie.
This person over here.
All right, on a rating of 5 stars, what would you give Predator?
4.7.
I give it red, white, and blue. Because this was America all over it.
Oh,
high explosions,
it was
loose
awesome.
Plot, but it stuck together because freedom and aliens.
There was a little bit of freedom going on.
And to be fair, though, we also did learn that the Predator was here to save the planet, not destroy it, and Arnold was the villain.
He was. He was our
It was a very Beauty
hero.
And the Beast.
Yeah. No, Predator was here to save the animals. And Mother Nature.
I don't know. I think that fucking badger, whatever, would have totally disagreed.
He didn't shoot
that would have
disagreed
hard.
The possum away.
He was trying to shoot.
Yeah, he was trying to shoot. He could have gone to nature and been like, "I was trying to scare it. You shot right at it." Semantics.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I wasn't there. Yes, get out. You know, like that's how that would work.
But I'm the goddamn Predator.
Yeah, I'm the Predator.
You can't tell me.
I got claws. Right. And scene.
Boom.
Well, this worked out better than I thought.
Oh, totally, yeah. No, that ended great. I hope everybody else enjoys it. I think it was a fantastic cinematic experience.
We'll have to do this again sometime.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Maybe not try to reference so many movies like we did.
Bullshit.
Bullshit. Yeah, that's the best fucking part.
Try to beat our record. I'm going to listen. Well, I listen to it at work, but I'll eventually listen to it when I can just write shit down and see how many movies.
Yeah,
you know, see how many references we like.
When you finish this one, just send it to us, obviously before we post it or whatever, but I want to listen to Predator.
Yeah. Me too. Because I want to listen to it and then watch the movie.
I'm just going to let it sit on my computer until we use it and then never find
it. All right. It doesn't do the same. At all. It doesn't do it
for me. You've desensitized them too much.
Yeah, you really have. For real. I'm going to be teaching and there's going to be kids and I'm just going to be like, don't. But don't. I have a guy, don't. Just don't. And then I'll tell them stories and they'll weep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, why would just someone do that?
And then Justin will go look at hot tubs.
Yep, and Justin will go look at that.
Anyways, for this edition of Why Do We Hang Out, Bank episode number 2 that we don't know when it's going to come out.
But hope you enjoy it regardless.
Regardless. Fire up your Predator with your lady or man.
Oh, no, yeah. Well, yeah. Ladies, men, ladies, whatever. It's both. Predator. This is a family comedy.
Stuck with, like, lady family and comedy.
Like, no, because we're in the modern age and progressive. Because on this side of the line, we're the new millennium.
You need to make the statement that, you know, that was already implied.
What, that there's ladies, men's,
yeah.
men's?
Yeah.
And then sometimes in some states there's men's dogs.
Sometimes.
That's only Florida.
Sometimes. Oh, that's only in Florida.
That's
yeah.
Alabama.
Yeah. Mississippi. It's the southern. You know the ones.
The Cottonwall area.
Yeah, the Cottonwall area.
Yeah.
In the Cottonwall, there's a lot of promiscuity where they're trying to make a very island of doctor.
On this side of the line, we
one time
gay.
With a
guy.
Yeah, on this side of the cotton line, we ain't gay. Or at least they're gay, but they don't get killed for it.
But they're not
and y'all
allowed
fuck
to fucking say they're gay.
Yeah, they can't say no to
code
America.
We can discriminate against them,
yeah.
So it's cool.
Because freedom.
Anyways, for this edition of Why Do We Hang Out? Car.
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 Car.